지금까지 공부한 9개 표현을 복습하는 시간을 가져보겠습니다. 우리말 표현을 먼저 듣고 영어 표현을 생각해 본 다음 원어민 발음을 듣고 따라 말해 보세요. 자네 이보다 더 좋은 시간에 올 수는 없었을 거야, 내 소중한 왓슨.
You could not possibly have come at a better time, my dear Watson. You could not possibly have come at a better time, my dear Watson.
자네가 바쁠까봐 걱정했네.
I was afraid that you were engaged. I was afraid that you were engaged.
지금까지 말씀드린 그대로입니다, 셜록 홈즈 씨.
Well, it is just as I have been telling you, Mr. Sherlock Holmes. Well, it is just as I have been telling you, Mr. Sherlock Holmes.
그는 동물을 매우 좋아했고 많은 종류의 펫을 키웠다.
He was very fond of animals and kept many kinds of pets. He was very fond of animals and kept many kinds of pets.
전 읽거나 쓸 줄 모릅니다. 안 그러면 저도 책을 쓰겠죠.
I can't read or write myself, or maybe I'd write some books. I can't read or write myself, or maybe I'd write some books.
사람 의사가 되는 걸 포기하고 동물 의사가 되지 그러세요?
Why don't you give up being a people's doctor and be an animal doctor?
Why don't you give up being a people's doctor and be an animal doctor?
우리 각자 엄마에겐 크리스마스 선물로 뭔가를 사드리고 우리 자신을 위해서는 아무것도 사지 말자.
Let's each get her something for Christmas and not get anything for ourselves. Let's each get her something for Christmas and not get anything for ourselves.
선물을 테이블에 올려놓고 엄마를 들어오게 해서 꾸러미 여시는 걸 보자. 우리 생일 때 하던 거 기억 안 나?
Put them on the table and bring her in and see her open the bundles. Don't you remember how we used to do on our birthdays? Put them on the table and bring her in and see her open the bundles. Don't you remember how we used to do on our birthdays?
할 일이 너무 많아서 박스들 내일 나가게 준비해 놓느라고 집에 저녁 먹으러 못 왔어.
There was so much to do getting the boxes ready to go tomorrow that I didn't come home to dinner. There was so much to do getting the boxes ready to go tomorrow that I didn't come home to dinner.
이것으로 마치겠습니다. 고맙습니다.